Hey everyone, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Yesterday I gave you guys behind the scenes of day number one of the 10X Growth Con convention event, what happened, how I did on sales, and hopefully enjoyed kind of hearing a little behind the scenes of it. Now I'm taking you guys to day number two because I had a chance to speak 2 days at this event. And so I'm going to walk you guys behind the scenes what happened there. Let you know how my second presentation did and share a bunch of other cool stuff with you as well.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I woke up day number two. And once again, I was nervous. So I woke up and I got on my slides and started working on my slides and getting fixed for this new presentation I'd never done before. And I'm stressing out, thinking, how in the world am I going to do this presentation? There's this echo. Nobody can hear me. And but I did the best. I got everything ready. And then I headed over to the venue. We got to the venue. I saw Dave Woodward. And Dave had been helping a ton. Dave is just an amazing, amazing human. One of the hardest workers you'll ever meet. And just someone who's amazing at getting stuff done. And so Grant and his team was pulling on Dave and like, what should you do? How do we fix this? And so they went and got pipe and drape and wrapped the whole upper concourse in the event, hoping to block sound. They opened up the top of the dome. Because after Grant parachuted in, they closed it and it was super humid and hot inside. Like, in fact, I was on stage just pouring sweat off my face. It was so humid. We had, like, captured all humidity. So they broke it back open just like, I don't know, 10% open so that some of the echo could get out. They changed the microphones and they did a, you know, they removed some microphones, did a bunch of things to try to clean up the sound, and it was better. Still was not amazing, but it was better. And so I got there, and one of the things they said is, said, Russell, you can't speak as fast as you do. If you do, when you speak this fast, everything bounces off the walls. So if you're going to do this presentation, you have to speak in sound bites. You say something, it hits the wall, comes back. You say the next thing, it hits something, comes back, and everything's going to be spoken in sound bites. I was like, oh, crap, like I have a big, like a 200-slide presentation. I can't do that in 90 minutes with that. So I went in and deleted like probably 50 slides to, oh, in fact, just some of my favorite parts. Someday I'm going to do this presentation, and I want you guys to see it because like I literally do the presentation, then in the presentation I show you what I did to you in the presentation. It's so cool. But I had to delete all that because it just wasn't going to, I couldn't get it all fitted in there. So I deleted a whole bunch of stuff. And then one of the big ideas I had for this presentation was I was going to bring some other speakers on stage, people who've gone through our training, and let them come on stage and tell their stories, which I was really excited for. So my second presentation was called 10X Secrets Mastery, and then it was how like how they could learn how to speak from stage. And I was really excited for this because, you know, at the last 10X I had 3.2 million. This one, we just done 2 million the day before, and I was going to show them, like, look, how would you like learn how to make $1 million or 2 million? You know, how to sell to the masses. Like most of the people in the room are salesmen. I'm like, selling one-on-one is one thing, but selling one-on-many is a completely different skill set you have to learn and master. And I want to show you guys how to do this. And so we did, and we created this presentation. So so what happened, this is really cool. So I think all of us were kind of feeling a little bummed out and you know, sad from the day before because we hadn't hit our goals. And so we kind of licked our wounds, and all the people who were going to bring on stage, I had them meet me in the green room to kind of go over the presentation so I could show them what was going to happen and we could talk about it. So I brought him in and I showed him my presentation. Now, a couple of the highlights of the presentation, I found footage of the very first time I ever spoke from stage, and it was so bad. And so I showed him that, those clips, and I started walking through my presentation. And in the presentation, I take two big jabs at Gary Vaynerchuk, which is really fun because Gary called me out on a podcast recently. And so I thought, you know, as long as I have the mic, I'm standing in front of 35,000 people, I should definitely make fun of Gary Vaynerchuk. And so I did. It was amazing. It was cool because I talked about there's two ways to become a speaker. Number one is become famous and get paid to speak. And I show how people like, you know, Tony Robbins, Schwarzenegger, Oprah, Bill Clinton, Ellen, Richard Branson, Cuban, how much they charge for keynote, which is like 200,000-ish or something. And I was like, if you add all those up, it's 1.4 million if you get all those guys to be your public speakers. But I was like, at 10X last year, you know, I sold 3.2 million. My take home was 1.6 million. So I was like, you could, you know, either become famous and make 200 grand or learn how to sell from stage and make way more. And then I show this picture of me and Gary Vaynerchuk sitting there. I said, look, there's two paths. And Gary chose a different one than me. Gary wants to become famous. So Gary charges $75,000 for speech. And then I show the slide where I was like, you know, I made $3.2 million in 90 minutes. I went home to be with my kids, my family. And I said, do you know how many keynotes Gary would have to give to be able to make what I did in 90 minutes? I said, he had to give 22. And I said, that's one a week. That's 22 weeks. I said, you know, and I have to show a picture of him looking super tired. I said, look, if you can go and you can hustle and be tired if you want to become famous, or you can just learn how to sell and make the same amount in one, you know, one presentation. And that was jab number one. I made another jab later on, but it was fun. So for those who love Gary, sorry. But he talked trash about me, so I got the last word, which was amazing. And people were laughing super hard, which was great. Anyway, then I went down and I showed them where they're going to come in. So some of the people that were coming in to do parts of the presentation, the first one was Garrett J. White. He came in. He was going to talk about his results taking this framework. Then we had Brad Gibb and his partner Ryan Lee, who they basically used to sell financial services across the kitchen table. And then they took this methodology of selling to the masses, and I have a webinar, a picture, and they had 1,200 people on a webinar last week. And they actually just passed to Common Club X. They over $10 million to sell one of their funnels, which is amazing. Then I had Jamie Cross, who's using the same presentation to sell soap and her oils and things like that. And I had Stacey and Paul Martino. Stacey came up and talked about how they're using this to save marriages. And then I had, let's see, who are the other people? I'm scrolling through here, make sure I'm forgetting anybody. Then we had Natalie Hodson came up. She talked about how she went to the FAT event and her experience. And she went to the FAT event, and 4 months later made over $1 million selling her $37 ebook, which is amazing. And then I had Annie Grace talking about how she uses to help people to quit drinking, and then she used this to make a bunch of money at her event. And then I had Myron Golden, who's going to come up and do his magic, because he is, man, one of the most amazing humans I have ever had a chance to meet in this world. And Myron, we're going to bring him up and have him tell some of his stories and do what Myron does best, which is get the audience to buy. And so we were all excited. And, you know, I was still kind of nervous because of how bad it had been the day before. And it was funny because I kind of walked them all through the presentation, showing it worked. Everyone's excited. And they started asking, well, what's the goal? How many are going to sell? And, you know, I was like, if we get 100, I'll be happy. And Myron's like, 100, we can do 1,000. And everyone's kind of, you know, all over the place. And it was pretty cool. And then as we were recording this, it was funny because Dan Usher, who's runs the ClickFunnels studio up in Toronto, and he's an amazing videographer, he wanted to capture this thing of having Garrett to kind of come and pretend like he was the coach. It was supposed to be this, like, this joke thing. And so Garrett, they mic'd him up, and then he came over and started doing this jokey thing for probably a minute, and then he's just like, he's like, screw it. I don't think he said screw it. You know, Garrett, he swears instead of that. But, and then he just, like, switched over into this, like, man, I feel like he was, like, a coach in a locker room, like, coaching all of us through the callings we had and how this was a platform we had to share these callings. And it was, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes long. And, man, by the time it was done, I looked around all the speakers, and they were all crying. I feel bad because Annie was back there, and her makeup was all smeared. And I looked at Garrett, and as he's telling this to me, directly to me, he's got tears streaming down his face. And I'm sitting there, and I start crying. And, like, all of us are sitting here in this room just bawling our eyes out, crying as Garrett's talking about our missions and how they all tie together. Anyway, what's cool is because we had put on the mic for this thing that we were trying to capture, we captured this whole amazing speech that was not planned and brought me and so many people on my team to tears. And so I actually wanted to share it with you. I got the recording of it. I want to plug it in right here so you can hear what Garrett said, because I think it meant a lot to me and it meant a lot to those who are here. And hopefully it gives you guys kind of a glimpse of your business and my role in your businesses, right? Like, you know, over the last couple of years, I've had times where I'm like, what am I doing this for? Like, what's the purpose? Like, I'm helping people grow businesses. Why does that matter in the whole grand scheme of things? And it's interesting because one of my mentors and friends, her name's Tara Williams, Tara told me, she said, you know, if you look at your mission, she's like, I really think it's a couple fold. One is, like, there's people that have so much financial strain that they can't do anything else to figure out how to get a financial strain. And you come in and she's like, you give people the tools they need to free themselves from the captivity of debt or of money. And when they free themselves of that, then they can look outward and start serving and helping other people. And when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe that is my thing. Because, like, who cares if you guys make $1 million or $10 million? It doesn't matter, right? What matters is that if I can get the stress and the pressure of you have to make money off your back, then you can start looking outward and start serving other people, right? And that's why, you know, our community, I look at all these people, all the people that were on stage, they're all people who who had a vision, they had a message, but they couldn't get it out. And so they came, somehow they bumped into us and what we're doing, and we were able to help facilitate to get them into a spot where they could take the pressures of money off their back so they could focus on serving other people. And everyone who was speaking there have now served thousands and tens of thousands of people. You know, Stacey and Paul Martino have saved over 10,000 marriages. Excuse me, Annie Grace has helped thousands of people beat the chains of alcohol addiction, and on and on and on. And so I think that's why I was so emotional for it. So I'm going to actually plug in that clip right here so you can hear the speech that Garrett gave in the locker room.
Do you know why I'm here? I'm here because I believe in you. Truly. I was already gone for 6 days. This is the longest I've been gone from my family in 5 years. I'm here because of you. You're called to do what you do. I was not called to do what you do. Without you, I can't do what I was called to do. Like, I'm not here for promotion. That's great. It'll be great for me. I'm here because I'm in your military force. I'm on your team. I'm in your unit. You're the general. I run a unit. My men listen to what I say in the way I'm called. I follow you because you're called. Like, we sit here inside. I listen to your story. Like, every single one of us have the same thing. I know the backstory. I know what the story is. Yeah, the example is sell soap, but at the end of the day, you're sending a message to women. Like, this is serious for me. When I shared with you earlier, the piece they're not getting today, and they haven't gotten so far, they haven't gotten the reason why I follow you. It's this thing, man. This thing that's bigger than you and it's bigger than me. Like, dude, I love you. I respect the f*** out of you. Today, I'll go to war with you. But for something that you have seen long before I could see it. It's not flowery speech for me to talk about how ClickFunnels did something for me. Hey, what can I get from this? Without ClickFunnels, there is no movement of warrior. Without the frames, there is no conversion to men to learn to live. And marriages and families die in my world. People follow you because of who you are and what comes through you. The software is the weapon. The frame is the game, but you're the reason. And I love the reluctant hero. I do. I love it. But there's a piece in you, too, that's ready to click. This is the piece that you've got an army just waiting for that little click of fire, and it's game over. There's no one that will stand on this stage that can harness the power, including me, that you have access to right now because you built an army and you weaponized them and you believe in God. And I believe in God. And I know that all of us here are doing something bigger than we actually understand. And so out there was a circus yesterday and it happened on purpose. And it set up what's about to happen. And from the beginning when you walk on to the beginning when Marlon and you finish it up, every single one of us have an important role to play, which is get into the state that's required that when you start speaking, the thing that comes through him comes through you. So that this is seen not as a Russell show or a Garrett show or any of us. It is not even a ClickFunnels show. It is a movement of people been called to lead movements all centralized on one thing, which is waking people up. I see you, man. I've seen you for a long time. And I know you see me because in that we see the same thing. And when I get to spend time with you guys that I haven't got to spend time with, I see the same thing in you guys. So all the frames to the side, the frames, everybody knows them. 35,000 people, it doesn't matter. That means that on the other side of a game we cannot see, there are numbers we cannot contemplate that are currently standing waiting for you simply to get out of the way and speak. And they're sitting in the ears of everyone in their seats whispering, this is the time. So I'm here because I follow you. My wife's life was changed because of you. It sounds funny that she was reading your book, but you were the only one that could have got into her. So I'm honored to be here. Honored to support you and your calling. And I'm honored to meet all of you and be here with you. And some of you I know better than others. And this was supposed to be a locker room speech of a different kind and be funny. And the truth is, I don't really know how to do that on cue. So anything funny I ever say, it's not on purpose. It just happens. But this right here, this is why I'm here. And I needed what you had to be able to take this that I feel and take it to literally hundreds of thousands and soon millions. Thank you.
Yeah. Woo! All right. And I don't know about you, but again, in the room, it had all of us crying. And I'm just so grateful for Garrett because it gave us, it kind of regrouped us and gave us motivation. Like, okay, let's get out there. We're going to change all these people's lives. And so we got done. And then I had to hand the slides off to Jake on my team, and Jake ran it to their audio video guy, and I was like, okay, I can't touch the slides again, here we go. And so that's what happened. All right, so now fast forward 3 or 4 hours later, I was supposed to be the last speaker before the end of the day. And the very, very end of the day, they had some DJ or some Dougie Fresh, or I don't know, something like that. I was supposed to be doing some rap thing after me, but everything ran late, so everything's like an hour and a half beyond where it's supposed to be. But they're like, you know what, last thing's like this rapper, so just do your thing, and this is how we're making the big money. And if you think about this, like, again, from a choreographing of the event, you know, this could have and should have been where this event made its money. Like, it should have been the big payday, and everything should have been coordinated to that. You know, but unfortunately, things happened, and so I got back prepared to do my thing, and a couple things happened. Number one is right before I got on stage, this makes no logical sense, and it's like the backwards choreography, but Grant was on stage, and he told everyone, said, hey, everyone, we're doing 2-for-1 t-shirts right now, but yeah, get them in the next hour, otherwise they're gone, and literally like 30% of the entire audience stands up and runs out right when he's announcing me, and runs out to go and like, go buy t-shirts, make a $10 offer. So it's like you're blocking a $25,000 offer with a $10 offer. So everyone's running out of the stadium to go buy t-shirts. Number two is every speaker has been announced from behind the stage where the thing lifts up and you walk out and it's this big thing, right? And so I'm back behind stage about to be announced that way. And then Grant messages his guy and says, I don't want Russell to be brought out from underneath the screen again. Have him come out from the side of the curtain. And I was like, dude, you're supposed to be positioning me to be doing the big sell, and then you diminished my positioning by having me come out from the side instead of under the, like, it's just insane that he would do that and take, anyway, whatever. So I lost the positioning, which hurts when you're doing $25,000 offer, and then, you know, a fourth or third of the audience was running out of the stadium to go buy $10 t-shirts, and then I was announced and I came out. So that was, anyway, interesting choreography. I get out there and I start speaking, and then an alarm goes off. Literally, there's an alarm. Someone like set the alarm. And for like the first probably 10 minutes of my speech, there's an alarm blaring through the hallways of this whole thing, which is crazy. And then one section of the stadium, they decided to start doing the wave. So everyone's up there doing the wave, and I hear them yelling and shouting, and I hear the alarm going off, and I'm up there, and I'm like, what in the world is happening? This is like chaos. I don't even know what to do. It's crazy. But I step on stage, and I start my presentation, and I start slow, and I say a line, boom, deliver a line, wait for it to bounce back, go to the next line, deliver it, wait for it to bounce back, deliver it, and like I could feel it like, ugh. Like there was something about this presentation that was different. It was magical. It was it was so good. And so we're delivering this, the thing. And then I bring my guests on stage. I have Garrett White come and do his thing. And then I have each person come and share their part. And it was just beautifully orchestrated. Everyone's success stories and testimonials like weaved in perfectly. And it was like the perfect thing. Myron comes on stage. He does his closes. He's doing his thing. And it's just, it was magical. In fact, Myron leaned over to me at one point and he said, while one of the, I think it was Natalie or maybe it was or Annie was giving their testimonial, and he's like, look at the audience. I looked and like everyone was so engaged. He's like, the worst case scenario, you get 1,000 people. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's $25 million, right? I'm freaking out. And so we go through the thing and we finish the thing and we're going through the stack and the closing. We had one more close left. And Grant's team, I guess, was like, the DJ is supposed to be up right now. And he goes to Dave, like, you have to get Russell off stage. So Dave comes right over and kind of gives me this look like, you have to end this now. And I'm like, oh, like, we had one more, like, the most important close, the entire thing we had left. It was Myron's, oh, like, the best one. And I go to Myron, I'm like, they're cutting us off, we have to stop. And so we didn't get to do the last close, which is the most important close of the entire freaking thing. So we missed that one. I do last final call to action, and I drive everyone, it's like, hey, Everyone on the floor, the people that paid like $10,000 to be here. I said, okay, there's a sales table right here on the floor. Go over here. It's $25,000. There's a sales table over here. And we got a table. So people start jumping up and running. And upstairs, till everyone start running. And like, it was so perfectly executed. Ends. We pull off stage. And I'm like feeling on top of the world. I'm like, oh my gosh, that the presentation was perfect. The delivery was perfect. People were running to the sides. Like, everything was amazing. I go back to the green room. I'm kind of hanging out and relaxing. Oh, and then all the people who came on stage, they were over at the sales tables, like to go close sales. And I told them, I said, look, all the people you met upstage today are over at the tables. Come over and talk to them. They're going to tell you their stories. If you have any questions, how this will work for you. And so anyway, that's what happens. People go to the things. I go back to the green room. I'm kind of relaxing, like waiting for the numbers. And probably 10 minutes later, Garrett White comes in. He's like, dude, you got screwed. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they blocked off the sales tables. He's like, I was by the sales table and all these people trying to get to me and they completely blocked it off and they wouldn't let us come back. He's like, I was trying to close deals and I couldn't even talk to a single person. I'm like, what? And the Elements came in, they're like, yeah, we got kicked out. And then Dave comes in later and Dave's like, yeah, the fire marshal closed off one of the sales tables because there's too many people supposedly on the floor. So the fire marshal closed off one. Nobody, all the people running to the table, fire marshal blocked them. And then the DJ who was preparing for the thing, his team blocked off the other sales table. So both sales tables on the floor with all the, like 3,000 people that paid 10 grand a piece to sit down there. The best buyers in the room, the two sales tables where people are supposed to get money completely blocked the two sales tables. There's no way for people to give the money. It was insane. So I'm like, what in the world? And then finally, when everything kind of ends up, we're about to leave, Dave comes to me like, I'm like, how do we do? Like, I'm thinking like, if we bombed, we would have done 100, right? If based on the presentation and the feeling of the audience, the people running and like everything, I was like, worst case scenario, we did 100, which is 2.5 million, which is, you know, now we'll be at whatever, almost five. I'm like, we're halfway to where our goal was. Dave comes up to me and he's just pissed, like so mad. He's like, I don't even want to tell you, but I'll tell you. And I'm like, what? He's like, 14. I'm like, 14? He's like, yep, they blocked both sales tables. We only got 14 people who randomly found us in other spots. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, there's no way. He's like, yep. And now they're kicking us out because there's a rapper who's going to rap who will make them $0 this event. And it's just like, oh my gosh. And so that's kind of how that one ended, which was just like, just so frustrating. I feel like we executed our side everything perfectly. So that night we took our team, all 40 of them who were killing themselves. We rented a yacht and we went on a 3-hour yacht thing at night, had dinner with them and let them all dance and have fun. And it was a good time. And then the next morning woke up and our team went back and they started closing deals. And our team closed another, they got 13 more people who they found in the hallways to sign up. So we ended up with, 27 or so. So I think we had $675,000 in sales from the 10X. So all said and done from the end, I think it was 2.7 million we ended. Which again, is not bad. It's great. But it's just tough when you're expecting 10 to make, you know, about 3. Anyway, so that was kind of how it all went. And then that day, just kind of wrap out the rest of the vacation because it was crazy. All of our affiliates from the 10X launch, as well as the people who spoke on stage, we put them on. We rented these two yachts and we sent them to the Bahamas. So they went out that morning and on this mastermind yacht. So they're masterminding while they were on the yacht. And then my wife and I had to go shopping for Funnel Hacking Live clothes. So we shopped till we dropped. And then we jumped in our seaplane. The private plane is a seaplane though. So it's like sitting in the water and it takes off from the water and flies you over to the Bahamas. And then we landed in the Bahamas. And then we hung out all night that night masterminding with all those people, which was really cool. Like just amazing. So masterminded with everybody, which is awesome. Next morning I woke up and then jumped back on the yachts and went back to Miami. And that's a whole other story in and of itself. We had, they smuggled somebody onto our yacht who when we got close, jumped off and swam off. They wouldn't like let us, like a couple of them missed their flights because they wouldn't let us off because of passport issues. It was just nuts. But somehow eventually we got to the airport. My wife and I flew home and the whole trip ended. And so that was the 10X experience. It's kind of funny as we were talking about it, everything that could have gone wrong literally went wrong on this trip. But at the same time, like we had such an amazing experience. Like Grant and his team, like I love those guys. They work so hard. You know, so many things are outside their control. The echoing, the different things. How do you get 35,000 people into a stadium? Like so many things like that. And they did an amazing job with the event. I mean, I think it was a smashing success for everybody. And while I was frustrated with some of the choreography of the event, you know, that's not their strong suit. And it's something that you know, maybe next time we'll work them a little closer on. But, you know, anyone that can put 35,000 people in a room is amazing. Like, I don't even know how it's possible, but somehow they did it. It was amazing. The B-roll, the pictures, like, I'm sure you will see for the next year and every ad of mine, you'll see pictures and videos and all the amazingness, because we got captured some cool stuff. So worst case scenario, we got the B-roll, and it was a really great experience. So thankful for Grant and for Jared for allowing us to come and partake in that and be part of it. And thank you for everyone who was there. And even though a lot of you guys couldn't hear me, I hope that you heard my message and the love that we have for all of you guys. We honestly want nothing more in this life than to change your lives. That's why we're here and why we're doing this whole craziness. Because I tell you what, I could have made $2.7 million sitting at home not doing anything. But we wanted to come and have a chance to share our message, ClickFunnels, with you and with everybody who was there. And also because it's been interesting, you know, this whole internet marketing thing that all of us are doing is not mainstream yet, right? It's funny because I feel like when I got started doing this 15 years ago, it was like this weird like thing, and people thought we were weird. And you know, one of the things I've been trying to do over the last 4 or 5 years is really make this a mainstream thing, make funnels a mainstream thing. I want it someday where people don't talk about websites anymore, they talk about funnels. And I'm doing my best. I think this is such a huge platform for us to be able to share that with so many people. And you know, I feel like for all of you guys, whatever businesses you're in, you know, I'm trying to lead the way by making what I do mainstream. And hopefully you guys are doing the same thing with your businesses as well. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this up. My voice is almost gone. Let me get home, play with my kids. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And Funnel Hacking Live is now a week and a half away. I cannot wait to see a bunch of you guys there. I have 5 or 6 presentations I'm doing now to get ready for Funnel Hacking Live. It's going to be amazing. And I feel like Funnel Hacking Live is our family. I'm so excited to go to that event and just feel at home with my people and people who get me and get us, and excited to share that with all of you. And with that said, I appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.